think that it's very important, because I find in our deliberations here that we're going quickly into the words of the king of Sodom without giving due consideration to Melchizedek appearing at this time. Draw a line. Draw a line in your Bible there. Stop with verse 20 and take the time to meditate on 18, 19, and 20. I wonder how many of you here think that the king of Sodom met Abraham to bring him into a better spiritual state. I wonder how many here believe that breaking bread in your local meeting, partaking of the loaf and the cup itself, will keep you. Do any of us believe that? I don't personally. I believe that if I go in a bad state, I'll probably come out in a bad state. But it's a wonderful thing when I recognize the greatness of the one in whose presence I am. He's been gone from me for a week. This Lord's Day, he's coming back. And he's going to be in the midst of his people. He's going to be there. And I have the privilege of being gathered around him. Not because I have to. Not because somebody says I should. But because it's the Lord Jesus and he's there. And I want to be with him. I wonder, dear young people, I don't want you to raise your hands, but how many of you are remembering the Lord Jesus in his death? And if you're not, I wonder why not. I wonder why not. I want to tell you it's the greatest privilege you'll ever have on earth. I know of no greater privilege than to remember our Lord. But you know, it is as I've been with him that I can have a clear reference to what the world is that's going on around me. And I believe that's what happened with Abram. I believe that it is again that which gives him this clear, remember, with a microscope, you look at it and it's a little bit out of focus and you twist it and then everything comes in. And I believe this is somewhat of what we see here, that the truth of Melchizedek appearing to Abraham, that he gives him immediately the tenth of the goods, and then we'll come in a few moments to see verse 23 will tell you, I will not take. You see, why would he not? Why, he had been in the Lord's presence. He had been in the presence of God, and he knew that he didn't need anything from the king of Sodom. So it's a, you know, we just need to stop and go through this slowly, don't we?
Have we noticed the difference that has happened, the progression? We had Abraham went down to Egypt in famine, and there we had him acting as that independent man. Then yesterday we had him as the dependent man. And he's continued in that place of communion, the oaks of Mamre in Hebron, in that place of communion in dependence upon the Lord. And now when the battle gets more intense, when the king of Sodom comes, the all-sufficiency of Christ is given to him in this, in Melchizedek, and this time when the Lord is revealed to him afresh, so that the battle that he is about to go into with the king of Sodom as the dependent man, he isn't saying, I will not take. That's not a statement now of independence. It's a statement of dependence upon the one who is victorious, Christ. That is a dependent statement. And this is the strength in which Abraham is going out to battle.
Just a thought that in continuing Brother Chuck's thought, I was wondering how many of us would be able to recognize the difference between a king of Sodom and Melchizedek. Abram recognized Melchizedek right away, and he knew that he was the priest of the Most High God. later on in chapter 18, the three men came to Abraham and he recognized who he should bow down to. In chapter 22, the Lord challenged him with a very difficult challenge, and some could brush it off and say, oh, that's not the voice of God. God would never ask me to offer my son up. And how many of us would be able to recognize the voice of the Lord from the voice of the devil or the voice of our own flesh? It takes a very, it's a spirit-led attitude that Abraham had. He had to be in the presence of the Lord. It's not something that we could just, I want to pick a college, so I'm going to sleep on it, and tomorrow the Lord's going to tell me where I should go. If I'm not continuing in the presence day in and day out, in His Word, and the Word of Christ dwelling in me richly, if I'm not led by the Spirit on a continual basis, the Lord is not. I won't be able to recognize the Lord's voice when I need to. Here, Abraham was very confident who Melchizedek was and who the king of Sodom was, and therefore his response was very clear. This is the person that I should offer up my tithe to, and this is the person that I would not give anything to. And oftentimes our decisions seem to be, I don't know which way to go. But if we know who's offering that position, like David brought up yesterday, the opportunities that are coming up, where are those opportunities coming from? Are they coming from the Lord? Then it must be good. Are they coming from the world or the devil? Then I should definitely reject them.